Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, that's ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. You're starting to get the picture. It's all about hanging around the house, doing your work there, and like I was at one point in time. And you know, Jeff, thanks again, by the way, for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
I'm still home-based sometime.
Right.
You know, when I take my laptop home with me.
It's called telework.
I do it on the weekend.
You can do it anywhere.
I mean, I go home on the weekend. If I want to work an hour, I pop it open and work an hour. I did a little bit last night.
Right.
And so I think, instead of being home-based, I guess I'm a teleworker, because wherever I am, I phone it in, right?
Right. So, you've always phoned it in, Jim. Don't sell yourself short. You've always been
one of the things that you've always done, and I just think back on the years, that you've always been a devotee of the Google Cloud products.
Right. Absolutely.
You know more about Google Cloud products, their Word product, their all their different Office associated, you know, products, that more than anybody I know. What's the news?
Well, you know what? They have a lot of great tools that, I mean, I would love to have a fraction of what they pay salary just to come up with new tools that people will never, that the majority
of them don't even know exist.
That don't even know exist. So, you know, we all know about the product.
Except for the really smart people who listen to the show.
Exactly. And now they're going to know even more. And they can thank us. They can write thank you.
And they do all the time.
Just like our folks from Car Talk, you know, God rest his soul, Tom over at Car Talk. You know, just write thank you on the back of a $20 bill and mail it to, you know, to Home Office Studio here. So, but what we find is that they have a lot of tools that, you know, we know about the Productivity Suite. We know about their Drive product and Gmail and Google Calendar and things like that that sync with your smartphone, any one you have. But, for example, there's one called Think Insights. And
Think Insights.
It's a digital cheat sheet for marketers where it uses data to glean what's on deck for an industry. So, like, what's coming up next for a specific industry. So, you know, if you need to do some research, where's my industry going? For example, I'm doing a story on a product out there for the education market and for employers. How do I know what the trends are for, you know, for my workplace or for if I'm a school offering up, you know, new curricula, planning new curricula for next fall semester? You know, what are some of the trends? So something like Think Insights would help. I mean, certainly we know about others. We know about some of the apps of you know, again, like the Productivity Suite and things like that. But what if you wanted to use a new font for your design, you know, for your business card? You're one of these DIYers. You can make it yourself using Office and things like that. Google.com/fonts. Queues up different fonts you can use and different ways that you can design your own product.
Are these free fonts? Or fonts
this is everything, I think, everything
free,
Google
it?
Does is free.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's another one. It's Google Trends. You know, what are people thinking about at any given moment? You can search for trends by terms. You want something as simple as a timer. You know, I use Google Calendar, and I'll set, you know, I have a call today with Jim. You know, every odd Thursday that I'm on, I put in, you know, Jim Blasingame at 7 a.m., and it sets reminders. But sometimes, Lord knows, I get busy in the morning. It's my busiest time. What if I went to, you know, I went to a Google search, put in timer, and put in an amount of time, you know, 4:00 for 4 minutes, and it would count down to tell me that, you know, the lunch I have cooking when I'm working at home needs to be out in 4 minutes. Lord knows you'll forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these simple tools, complex tools, any number of things that
how do I find a list of all these things?
Well, if you go to Business Insider They just listed one.
Okay.
Businessinsider.com.
Okay.
If you search Google, they just listed one. I'll put it up on my website at chiefhomeofficer.com. I'll put that up later today. But I think if you just go to Google, at times if you just go to Google and you search for some of the tools that they might have out there,
these are tools that I didn't even know I needed. So I need help knowing they existed, right?
Yeah, you need to help. You need help knowing what you need.
I didn't know I needed an iPhone till Apple made one, right?
Exactly. So, you know, it's pretty immense what's out there. And it's not just them. I mean, you know, others are coming along with some of these apps that allow, you know, did you know, like for the longest time, Dropbox, the service Dropbox, mm-hmm. where you can upload large documents
right.
that you probably won't be able to email, and you can share them with other folk. For the longest time, it required a subscription.
Yeah.
It doesn't require a subscription.
It's free now.
So you can share to like 2 gigs of data, you know, upload and share up to like 2 gigs of data with other folk out there. And that's free, and most people don't realize that. So there's a lot of tools that we can use over the course of the day that are out there. That's not part of Google, of course, but there's a lot of tools out there that we can use that if you just search or you get back to, you know, in a previous conversation, talk to your network.
That what you just described becomes one little bitty piece of another person, another resource, right? I mean,
right.
We talked about having one and a half employees, you know, and the other half is a Mac and a printer and a you know, maybe some Google products or something.
Right. Absolutely.
But I mean, that wasn't available 25-6 years ago when you and I started out. It's amazing how inexpensively productive you can be today to get things off the ground.
Right.
I mean, when you and I rubbed two nickels together 25 years ago when we got started, you know, we might have produced 15 cents. Now you rub a couple of nickels together and you get a quarter.
Absolutely. And what you find is that, I mean, you talk 25 years ago, a lot of this stuff, you know, wasn't there 5 years ago, and it's still not there if you don't know about
That's
it.
That's so right.
It's a matter
what's
of learning.
What's, where's that website that the...
This one is Business Insider, and if you search
Insider.
Google products, so businessinsider.com,
so check that
out, search
folks.
For Google products.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care. Good job.
It's all good. Thanks, Jim.
Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.